The Arizal brings down Haminig that one should sleep with the talis katan. They should sleep with the tzitzis at night. And the Magen Avraham, quoting the Arizal, wants to bring a raya from David HaMelech. Why, what was the raya from David? That when David was in the Beis HaMerchat, so he said, he had no mitzvahs to do. He was Aram min HaMitzvahs. And therefore, he was Nisgar as HaMila. He thought about the Mila, and therefore that's how he comforted himself. So the Magen Avraham says, so same thing at night. What mitzvahs did you do at night? So he says, it's a raya for the Arizal that you wear a talis katan. I mean, it's a difficult raya. Number one is, why can't you be Nisgar Mila at night? And also in the Beis HaMerchat, you can't do any Hira or Torah here. You should be learning. And another thing, so therefore it's a difficult, raya from the Magen Avraham. But they point out, so that's what the Magen Avraham quotes on the Arizal. So there's a question about the difference between Avram's bris and Yitzchak's bris that we seem to have a suda by the bris of Avram, by Yitzchak's bris, but not by Avram. So the post can bring down the Rishonim, Achronim, because the Mila by Yitzchak was done, the Mila Bezmana, so therefore you have a Chiyav Suda. And by the Mila Shalom Bezmana, Avram, maybe there is no Chiyav Suda. And someone wants to say maybe the Chiyav Suda is the Raisa, the Gemara and Nida, that everyone, why do we have Mila on day 8? So therefore, before day 8, everyone will be happy and not the father and mother. They can't be together. So, smechem besuda. So, maybe the suda is the right. So, either way, there's a discussion about Amila Shalom Bizmana. Two questions by Amila Shalom Bizmana. Number one, is there a chiyev to have a suda if you do a bris on day 12? And there's a second discussion, let's say you do the bris on day 8, but you don't have the suda until day 12. Is that still a suda smitza? So, there's an interesting Noda Behuda on the first question. Noda Behuda, he was very upset with the minig in his town, that people, when it got close to Pesach, I'm assuming when it got close to Pesach, that Amila Shalom Bizman, they said, let's wait for Erev Pesach so we don't have to fast on Erev Pesach. So the Noda Behuda went crazy on the incident. Number one is, Amila Shalom Bizman, Yavachiev, to do right away, the first possible time. It's not, we don't say either do the meal on day 8. If you miss day 8, you could pick any day is as good as the other. I mean, any day is good if you do it. But the Noda Behuda says every day you're in violation of not doing, you have a chiyuv to do the bris as soon as possible. And therefore he points out, so number one, he screamed at people for pushing off a bris milo shalom bezmana. In fact, there's an Emek Bracha that talks about if you have two brisim, one's a Mila Bizmana and one's a Mila Shalom Bizmana, so he has a chiddush to say you do the Mila Shalom Bizmana first, because every second you don't do it, you're violating an Issa Pashas. We go, Tadya Vashayno Tadya Tardakod, then we do the Chiyah first. But that's the same concept of the Noda Yehuda. And therefore, he says, and secondly, who says a Mila Shalom Bizmana is enough of a Suda that you don't have to fast anymore? All agree, Amila Bizmana, if you go to Amila Bizmana, you don't have to hear a bris. You don't have to hear a siyam, because Amila Bizmana is clearly a chiyav suda. But Amila Shalom Bizmana, the Chafetz Chaim isn't as convinced, and therefore, that would be the shaila. Number one, with Amila Shalom Bizmana, there is a chiyav suda. And secondly, even if it's a Mila Bizmana, but you don't have the Suda, it's a Suda Shalom Bizmana, would that be a Chiyuv, a Mitzvah, just a Rishus?